بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلوات الله البر الرحيم والملائكة المقربين على سيدنا محمد أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى جميع إخوانه من النبيين والمرسلين وآل كل وصحب كل ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. All praise is due to Allah, and may Allah raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and protect his nation from that which he fears for them. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, let us first have the proper intention in our hearts to attend the lesson for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We started last week talking about the enjoyment in paradise, and we mentioned the hadith narrated by Ibn Hibban, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was describing paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ألا هل مشمر للجنة فإن الجنة لا خطر لها هي ورب الكعبة نور يتلألأ وريحانة تهتز وقصر مشيد ونهر مطرد وفاكهة كثيرة نضيجة وزوجة حسناء جميلة وحلل كثيرة في مقام أبدي في حبرة ونضرة. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling us that paradise is unique, and there is nothing like paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is urging the companions as well as the whole nation to prepare themselves for paradise, to work for paradise, because paradise has no similar. You don't find a place on earth that is like paradise. One span of a distance in paradise is better than the whole earth and everything in it. Just one span of a distance in paradise is better than the whole earth. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam swore by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of Al-Kaaba, that paradise is full of light. There is no darkness in paradise. And paradise doesn't need the sun or the moon to illuminate it. It is full of light without being in need to a sun or to a moon. But people of paradise would be able to recognize the day and the night through a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for them in paradise. Every lady in paradise, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam described, that if she exposes herself to this earth, she will illuminate the distance between east and west. Every lady in paradise, if she exposes herself to earth, she will illuminate the distance between east and west. So how could you find darkness in paradise? If the eyes of the people of paradise are the same as the eyes of people in this life, they would become blind from the strength of that light, the light of paradise. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give them in paradise a strength much, much stronger in their sight than the strength they have in this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give them a strength in their sight by which they would be able to see at a distance of 1,000 years. At that distance, they would be able to see. They see what is at that distance, at a distance of 1,000 years, as if it is in front of their eyes. And they won't be confused about what they see. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described paradise as having a lot of green plants, awesome and pleasing, charming. If you look at these plants in paradise, of course, you'll be pleased, you'll be happy when you look at them. So it's a type of enjoyment when they look at these types of trees and plants in paradise. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the fruits of paradise as all ripened, and they don't need a time to become ripened. They are ripened at all times. Whenever a Muslim picks a fruit, it will be replaced with another one that is ripened already. So it doesn't need a time as we wait here in this life for the harvest time, when we wait till these fruits become ripened. We don't need that in paradise. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us more about paradise. Among the enjoyment in paradise is that if one has the desire to eat a fruit from a tree in paradise, that tree would bend towards that person in a way that he would be able to pick that fruit and eat it without experiencing any hardship to climb that tree and pick that fruit from that tree. This is a type of enjoyment. And all the trees of paradise, the trunk of which are made of gold, all of them. And also the trees in paradise make a very nice sound, better than all types of music in this life. People might be enjoying, some people, listening to music, although it is forbidden. But they feel with enjoyment when they listen to that forbidden music. In paradise, Muslims would hear the sound that would come out of these trees, and they would love these sounds and will be happy when they hear and listen to these sounds. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith, as narrated by Al-Bukhari, that there is a tree in paradise called Tuba. The traveler would travel a distance in its shaded part, a distance of 100 years without reaching the end of that shadow of that tree. That tree is shading a part in paradise from the ground. If he wants to cut that distance and travel that distance, if he wants to travel that distance, he would travel 100 years without reaching the end of the shadow of that tree. Also, it produces clothes for the people of paradise, that tree. And from that tree they wore different types of clothes, some of which are made of silk and other pleasing fabrics. They all speak the Arabic language. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they recite Al-Quran, but it wasn't narrated that they pray in paradise. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described paradise for us as having a great palaces, and the palaces of paradise are very, very high. Also, the Muslim in paradise will have a tent made of one piece of pearl, like big piece of pearl, diamond, and its length is 60 Islamic mile. Also, there are two types of orchards in paradise, one of which is all made of gold and everything in it, all the utensils are made of gold also. Everything in it is made of gold. And the other one, everything in and all the utensils are of silver. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described paradise as being jinan kathira, and that means it has many gardens. So it's all filled with green plants, very pleasing, very charming. And also there are special chambers for people of paradise from which a person would be able to see what is outside, and the one who is outside would be able to see what is inside. They are very pleasing also. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described paradise for us as having different types of rivers. Some rivers are made of milk, others are made of honey, others are made of pure water, and others are made of khamr. But the khamr in paradise is not like the khamr in this world. The khamr in paradise is not like the one in this life that is toxic. If you drink from this khamr in this world, you become intoxicated, you lose your consciousness. And it's najis, filthy najis. It's disgusting. And also, it has an awful smell. But in paradise, what is called khamr is different from the khamr in this life. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described paradise as وَفَاكِهَةٌ نَضِيجَةٌ. It means paradise has all types of fruits, all what a person would desire. And all the fruits of the trees of paradise are ripened. Also, it was mentioned that there are types of birds, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person would desire a bird flying in paradise, and it would come down to him toasted the way he likes and he desires. And after he eats that bird, it will become alive again and it will fly in paradise. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described paradise by saying, "وَزَوْجَةٌ حَسْنَاءُ جَمِيلَةٌ," and that means, as narrated in the hadith, narrated by al-Bukhari and Muslim, that every person has two wives from al-Hur al-Ain in paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created al-Hur al-Ain. They are not humans. They are not jinn. They are not angels. They are different type of creation. And they are wives for the people of paradise, for the men. So there is no person who would enter paradise and stay as single. Everyone will have wives in paradise. A person would have from al-Hur al-Ain wives. He would also have from the female human beings wives as well. Now, definitely, the lady among the human beings is better than al-Hur al-Ain. The ladies among the human beings are better than al-Hur al-Ain. And al-Hur al-Ain means those whose eyes are very large. So there is excessiveness in the whiteness of the eyes and excessiveness also of the blackness of their eyes. They are very beautiful, as Allah described them in Al-Quran, كَأَنَّهُنَّ الْيَاقُوتُ وَالْمَرُجَانِ, and those will be wives for the males who will enter paradise in the hereafter. And this is the meaning of the hadith, مَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ أَعْزَبْ, narrated by Muslim. There's no person in paradise who is single. So everyone will have a wife in paradise. Also, the ladies among the human beings who died as Muslims, believers, and entered paradise, every one of them will have a husband. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that lady satisfied with one husband in the hereafter. And although a person would have different wives in paradise and many wives, they won't have enmity amongst them. They are not jealous of each other. They're all happy with the life they live in paradise. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Fi maqamin abadi," and that means the life in paradise is everlasting. That means not only for 1,000 years they live, not for 1 million, not for 1 trillion, rather they live forever in paradise. There's no death that people of paradise would experience in the hereafter. So they won't experience death in the hereafter. It was narrated in the hadith that death will be brought in the hereafter in a shape of a ram. It will be slaughtered between paradise and hellfire. And then an angel would say and call all people of paradise, "There is no death for you. All people of hellfire, there is no death for you." So the non-believers will remain in hellfire forever without dying, and the people of paradise will stay in paradise enjoying without dying also. And this is the meaning of the ayah, لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. It means the non-believer would not die while in hellfire, so he would get rid of the torture he will be inflicted with, and he won't live a comfortable life in hellfire. This is the meaning of لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. People in paradise will be experiencing an everlasting happiness. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described paradise by saying نضرة, and that means the faces of the people of paradise are beautiful, illuminated, shiny. You don't see a person who looks like depressed. You don't see a person who is upset in paradise. Or you see from his face that he's tired. You won't find like a person like this. The faces are like the moons and the stars shining. We say, while Muslims are in paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables them to see Him without Allah being in a place or direction, and without Allah having a shape or a form or a volume. And the best enjoyment people of paradise would experience in the hereafter is seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most beloved thing to the people of paradise is seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They see Allah azza wa jal without Allah being in a place, without Allah being in a direction, without Allah having a form or a shape. They would be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who doesn't resemble any of His creations. And this is not impossible. Allah ta'ala said, وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة. The faces of the people of paradise are illuminated, shiny, bright, and they will be granted the best enjoyment in paradise, which is seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The righteous Muslims see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala twice a day. But other than the righteous Muslims, they would be able to see Allah once a week. We say, while Muslims are in paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables them to see Him without Allah being in a place or direction, and without Allah having a shape or a form or a volume. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in the mountain at the time of Prophet Musa alayhi salam the ability to see Him. The mountain that doesn't have eyes, Allah created in it awareness and life, and the mountain was able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's why it collapsed, as mentioned in the Quran. Prophet Musa alayhi salam asked Allah if Allah would enable him to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah told him that you won't be able to see me. And that means in this life. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Prophet Musa alayhi salam to look at the mountain and watch the mountain. If it remains stable, then Musa will be able to see Allah. And if it collapses, then Musa won't be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that moment, Allah created in that mountain the ability to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's why that mountain collapsed. So although the mountain doesn't have eyes or life, Allah created in it the ability to see Allah, and that's why it collapsed. Because in this life, no one is able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his eyes. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ لَن تَرَوْا رَبَّكُمْ حَتَّى تَمُوتُوا. Know that you won't be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you die. So in this life, no one is able to to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his eyes. Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his eyes. None of the prophets was able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his eyes. In the hereafter, when Muslims are in paradise, they will be enabled to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without Allah being in a direction and without Allah having a shape, because Allah doesn't resemble any of his creations. So if you hear some people claiming that Allah would take a form or shape and he would visit people of paradise in paradise, know that this is blasphemous. This is not the belief of Muslims. So people of paradise would be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without Allah being in a place. Now, Allah is seeing us. We are in a place, and Allah exists without a place. So it's not impossible that we see Allah while we are in paradise without Allah being in a place. So the sound mind would accept such a thing. Because Allah is seeing us now while Allah is without a place, as he was before creating the places, in the hereafter, people of paradise would be able to see Allah without Allah being in a place and without Allah being in a direction. There is a hadith that would prove what we are talking about. The hadith says, إِنَّكُمْ سَتَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كما ترون القمر ليلة البدر لا تضامون في رؤيته. This hadith means you will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter when you are in paradise, and you won't have any doubt, any slight doubt, that what you see is Allah. So a person would not say, is that Allah or not? He won't have that type of doubt. He would be 100% positive and sure that what he's seeing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the one who sees the moon when it is full, he won't have any doubt whether that thing is the moon or not. He won't have any doubt. So that means in the hereafter, Muslims would not have any doubt that what they see is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't have any doubt about this. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making this analogy not to liken Allah to the moon, wal'ayyazu billah, as some people like misunderstood from the hadith. No, the Prophet was making this analogy as we don't have a doubt when we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter, as we don't have a doubt when we see the moon when it is full. So the Prophet was trying to explain to us that a person would not experience any slight doubt when he sees Allah while that person is in paradise. Then the Prophet said, لَا تَضَامُّونَ فِي رُؤْيَتِهِ لَا تَضَامُّونَ لَا تَتَزَاحَمُونَ. You won't be crowded over each other when you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists without a place. Because if you have 1 million person, and that 1 million person want to look at something in a specific direction, they will be crowded over each other in order to be able to see that thing. And the Prophet is saying that the believers will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without being crowded. And this is proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists without a place. Then at the end of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, after he explained this hadith, the Sahaba of the Prophet, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, نحن المشمرون يا رسول الله. We are the ones who are going to work very hard for paradise. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, قولوا إن شاء الله. Say إن شاء الله, to teach them that always if they want to do something in any matter, they should say inshallah, because nothing happens in this world without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything that happens in this world, it happens by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet is teaching them to refer always to the will of Allah by saying, by Allah's will, we will be among those who work very hard for paradise. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't will for one to achieve something, that person won't be able to achieve it. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught his daughters, ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشاء لم يكن. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shall happen, and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not will shall not happen. Even if all human beings gather to do something, if Allah didn't will for that thing to happen, they won't be able to make it happen. Because Allah eternally didn't will for it to happen. And if all human beings gather to make something not happen, and Allah willed for it to happen, it will happen. They cannot stop what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed to happen. Allah willed for all human beings to die. Can a person stop anyone from dying? No. Where are the kings in the past? They all died. So, a person cannot stop what Allah ta'ala willed for it to happen and to occur in this life. Even if they go to a very strong tower, and they go inside that tower and they take it as a shield, and even if they put hundreds and thousands of guards on that tower, the angel of death will come one day and take the soul out. They cannot stop that from happening. It was mentioned that there was a non-believer king. He used to live in his palace, and he used to commit types of sins. And he knew that one day he will die. And he heard about the angel of death, Azrael alayhi salam. So, out of his ignorance, that person ordered the guards to shut and close all the doors and windows. And he put the guards on the door of the palace, and he said to them, do not let anyone in, thinking that they might stop the angel of death when he comes to take his soul out. One day, he was enjoying his life with different types of fruits around him, and also ladies were with him, and he was drinking alcohol, when he saw a person with white clothes going into his room and approaching that king. That person, when he saw him, he said, who are you? And who gave you permission to come inside my room? Then he said to him, I'm the one who doesn't wait for people's permission to go inside their rooms. I'm the angel of death. I came to take your soul out. Then that king started screaming. He said, please give me a chance. I haven't done anything good in my life. He said, it's too late now. As he was taking his soul out, he said, where are you taking me? And the angel of death said, إِلَى لَظَى نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَى means I'm taking you to hellfire that would melt the skin of your face. So no one would escape death. No one can stop what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed for it to happen. No one can stop that from happening because Allah willed for it to happen. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching the companions to refer always to the will of Allah by saying insha'Allah, insha'Allah, because they don't know what's going to happen. So when they said, we are the ones who are going to work very hard for paradise, he said to them saying, insha'Allah. So the successful one are the one who works for the hereafter, because see all the enjoyment in this life. All the types of enjoyment in this life are nothing compared to the enjoyment of paradise. They are nothing compared to the enjoyment of paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, مَا الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مِثْلُ مَا يَجْعَلُ أَحَدُكُمْ إِصْبَعَهُ فِي الْيَمْ فَلْيَنْظُرْ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ. Narrated by Imam Muslim. Means, this whole world compared to the hereafter is like the one who is dipping his finger in the sea and let him see what sticks on his finger. From that sea, after he takes his finger out, from that sea, what sticks on his finger from that water, just little amount of water. This is the world compared to the hereafter. That means all the enjoyments of this life are nothing compared to the enjoyment of the hereafter. And the Prophet in another hadith explained to us that a very, very, very small and tiny distance in paradise is better than this whole world and everything on it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a very specific matter in the hereafter that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would grab the knob of the door of paradise, and the angel in charge of paradise would say, who is this? And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Muhammad. And that angel would say, I was ordered not to open this door to anyone before you. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will enter paradise first. Then the rest of the prophets, then this nation will enter paradise before any other nation. And it was also narrated that from this nation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 70,000 whose faces look like the moon when it is full will enter paradise all at once without judgment and without punishment. And those are the righteous and highly ranked Muslims. Also, they will be followed by people whose faces will be like twinkling stars, with every one of them from those 70,000 that will enter paradise without torture and without judgment, every one of them will be accompanied by another 70,000. So they would follow them also and enter paradise without torture. And also they will be accompanied by more people from this nation. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how many. And they will enter paradise without being tortured. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, this nation is the best of all nations. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, that we complete 70 nations. We are the best and the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also among the characteristics of this nation is that this nation is the last as in existence, but it is the first to enter paradise. We are the last nation, but we are the first nation out of all the nations, the previous nations, to enter paradise. And there is a wisdom why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this nation the last nation. And that wisdom is to honor Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With what thing? For instance, we've learned about the previous nations and how they disobeyed the prophets. How they disobeyed the prophets. So we knew about these people, these nations in the past. We knew about their defects. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this nation the last nation. So there will not be another nation that will come after this nation that would be able to know about the defects of this nation. So this is to honor Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to increase his honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this nation the last of all nations. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who enter paradise without torture. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will have a very, very easy judgment in the hereafter, after which we will be able to enter paradise without receiving any torture. Ameen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. We say La ilaha illallah 3 times.